Yo, this is your boy C-Dub, host of the Weebcast, number one anime and manga show on the internet. And look, guys, I am a sucker for anime based around survival, death games, Battle Royale, Gantz, Alice in Borderland, so much more. And it's such a specific genre that I'm sort of drawn to. So High Rise Invasion, Netflix's latest original anime, was right up my alley. Or at least I thought it was. See, High Rise Invasion is an anime adaptation of the manga of the same name, written by mangaka Suena Murata, illustrated by Takehiro Oba, and published in English by Seven Seas. And this series is animated by Zero G Studios, known for their work mainly by my roommate is a cat. And this show and this series, the anime falls into some common tropes of written anime for this demographic, for better or for worse. But before we get into that, I do have to get into our sponsors for this episode. You already know the deal, and it's our guys at Baxter Blue. Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Well, Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames, you guys. See, because these blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of that glare. The past year, we have all been glued to our devices more than ever. And especially, I can speak for myself, over the last year since starting this podcast in February of 2020, I've been glued to my three screens, iPad, computer, phone, watching anime, reading manga in excessive amounts, doing excessive amounts of research to do these reviews and interesting episodes on Weebcast. So, and this exposure to digital light has soared, and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. That's why Baxter Blue is a force for good and will provide a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our Weebcast listeners 10% off your next purchase of blue light, kids glasses, sleep glasses. And all you have to do is click the link in the show notes in the description of this episode for your exclusive discount. This is the sign you've been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses, and this is the time to do it. We know you will love your Baxters, and we know that you will feel the difference. All right. Now, on the other side, you guys better get ready for that another classic heyo as we start our High Rise Invasion deep dive review and look into. So, stay around. Hey yo, what's up, everybody? This is Weebcast. You're listening to the number one anime mock show with your boy C-Dub, aka Mori, aka the Independent Variable, aka, man, he ain't got no monster today, boy. He got Gatorade. Switching it out today. Haha, how you guys doing today? Hope you guys are chilling. Hope you guys are having a great start of the weekend. I hope you guys' last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, so hope you guys enjoyed your holiday. Had some time to yourself, maybe had a break from work or whatever the case may be. Getting closer to summer, the start of summer, I believe, right? Memorial is kind of like the unofficial start of summer, I guess, right? So it's been hot for all May, so it's been feeling like summer weather all May. And I've been having less and less time, at least this last 2 months, to read and watch a lot of stuff that I've been getting to. But I'm going to have this June month, I hope I will have some more time to do some cool projects, get some more guests on the show and talk about some more popular anime. And because we've been talking about some popular anime over the last few weeks, right? We've been talking about Attack on Titan. I've talked on Jujutsu Kaisen. So now we're going to get into an anime that's probably not as popular as those. Except for maybe for one character that's been blowing up too. But I'm going to be talking about High Rise Invasion and whether the anime is really good or not. There's a lot of ups and downs with the show. Probably more lows than high rises. Get it? We'll cut that out, right? I'll cut that out. All right, but let's start with this. It's true that there have been a few death game survival horror anime released over the years, right? And the genre is pretty uncommon. But a good title pops up every season or so, and each one has a particular gimmick, and Netflix's High-Rise Invasion, or Tenku's Shinpan, somehow manages to involve skyscrapers and masks in this weird, thrilling premise. The result is a moderately interesting anime whose death game rules and principles work like a game of tag on your favorite elementary school blacktop. But however, in terms of survival horror, High-Rise is definitely no Alice in Borderland, even though it may have some hints, a little flavors from Alice in Borderland, but it's definitely not on that level. And the show High-Rise Invasion lacks the stakes to really pull you in. But we are first introduced to a mysterious world of skyscrapers connected with bridges. And then we get to meet the High-Rise Invasion characters. High school girl Yuri Hanjo finds herself being hunted down by individuals wearing white masks who goad her into jumping off the building. And despite her help, she searches for her older brother, Rika, who manages to get in touch via cell phone, I believe. And along the way, she bumps into violent Mayuka Nisei and the elusive and super popular Sniper Mask. She manages to befriend Mayuko, and who promises to reunite Yuri with her brother as they gather allies and fight off enemies along the way. And Yuri learns that in order to escape, she's going to have to become a god candidate, which on the surface sounds pretty damn cool. But also on the surface, if we move over a little bit, High-Rise Invasion checks off pretty much all the requirements for a good survival horror. You got your violence, you got your exploitative gore, you got your demented killers, and even with all that, this viewing experience was a difficult slog of a bitch to get through. And I think it would have benefited from a weekly release as opposed to a 12-episode binge, but that's just me. And while the anime has some surprises, it's got some thrills, the majority of it feels pretty by-the-book, formulaic, and ultimately predictable. It's missing a good hook to kind of keep us on the toes and keep us alert. What High-Rise Invasion does do a good job of is to build sympathy for Yuri and her friends. And, or does it really? I should be asking that question. Does High-Rise Invasion do a good job to build our sympathy for Yuri and her friends and care if they die? Spoiler alert, the answer is a big fat fucking no. There were moments where I was rooting for them to survive and win another fight, but they were so far in between, and I felt so indifferent in their conflicts. It was just so frustrating because the anime feels devoid of any meaningful character development and world building, despite an initially intriguing setup. You know, there's some blatant fan service in between scenes, but it's not a lot of it, and most of you could just roll your eyes to and just kind of move on from. And whether it's up to your taste is up to you, but not even high school or the dead levels of fan service can make this anime any more entertaining. And that's the same goddamn anime that had, sniper bullets going between boobas and people's legs, right? You know. Haha, funny anime me. Despite my mixed feelings, High-Rise Invasion does have some good points, though. In the anime, select participants are chosen to become god candidates. And a girl named Kuan Shinzaki is one of them. And she's kind of introduced a bit later in the series, but she is depicted as a naive girl with a slight crush on Sniper Mask, which, you know, I swear was supposed to be like some kind of predictive stand-in for all the fangirls who are in love with Sniper Mask. Take a look on Tumblr, take a look on Instagram. Just type in Sniper Mask. Just do yourself a little favor and just peruse adoration they have for that guy. And Shinon's power levels are off the charts, or what the cool kids say, over 9,000. And she's aware of more than what she actually shows. So honestly, just seeing this happy-go-lucky character who tries her best in this grim world is kind of refreshing to see. And speaking of masks, the designs of the white masks are pretty cool, to be honest. And the green, techie interior of it is the main reason why these people have to obey the masks' orders. And each one of them has an expression symbolizing different emotions. Sniper Mask, in particular, is an interesting one. Probably one of my favorite ones as well. Who has a mysterious connection to Yuri and Rika. And he teeters on being both the anti-hero and the antagonist due to be controlled by the mask. But he's shown to able to be... to make some of his own decisions and maintain his will to a limited extent. However, any sniper with a sick cool mask like his is going to be pretty cool. So, but on the last note, Yuri herself seems to go through her own little arc throughout the series, and seeing her progression from damsel in distress to headstrong survivor, it's somewhat satisfying. Near the end, she knows more about her role in the world and has a goal to accomplish. When her brother Rika is held hostage, she's more determined to find allies and end this chaotic world. The anime does end somewhat frustratingly on a cliffhanger. Obviously meant to tease the second season of a potential high-rise invasion season 2, but when that arrives is the question. But enough development is made from Yuri's part that it was a good place to stop. While I would have liked something more definitive, the best this show can give me is an anticipation for much-needed follow-up. I do want to kind of go into the shonen parts of this show, because I do think the concept works pretty well, and the series is visually interesting with Studio Zero G's animation knocking high octane action sequences out the park. That being said, I do feel like the animation fails pretty hard on its female characters, especially the ones with the big boobas. It's not because they have the large chests, it's because their character designs look so awkward and so unbalanced. And there's no look, I don't think anybody is opposed to some anime chest, but in fact, it's one of my favorite female characters in the genre is Faye Valentine. But the way that Zero G has animated these women is just kind of unsettling. And I understand this is somewhat of a shonen, so I wasn't at least a bit surprised by the fan service. But just to be honest, I like fan service, you know, some of the time. But when the series knows the absurdity of it and uses it in a way that doesn't detract from the story, then I'm usually fine with it. But High-Rise Invasion is pretty much filled to the brim with fan service. And we got the large chest, you got the dominatrix-esque antagonists. You know, they are inherently problematic, but the way the series implements them is sort of just out of the way sometimes. And while our lead Yuri and our newly found friend Mayuko Nisei are high school girls, with the uniforms to boot, and the others around them include men much older than them, it's just so cringe. And I know this is like the way to show men being predatory towards these girls. And while some of it is just cringy, uncomfortable dialogue, one incident in the beginning of the series leaves one character practically assaulted with her clothes ripped off, leaving her bra exposed for episodes after. And, you know, maybe one of these times I could have just rolled my eyes, but the incessant need to have male characters aim to harm the girls with this sexual weight behind them, even if it is the mask looking to do harm, it is what somewhat makes the series somewhat a little hard to watch sometimes. You know, outside of those issues, the High-Rise Invasion has a narrative that overall lands, even if it's a little convoluted. And the way the series breaks down the rules of the game is a little confusing, but it does find its footing by giving the audience action that does deliver pretty well. And plus, our main characters, Yuri and Rika, are pretty decent protagonists. They grow and learn about the world, and their sibling relationship is one of the only good grounding forces of the series. But that being said, my favorite character is still Sniper Mask, a mask who's slowly remembering who he is and is able to disobey the mask's order. But I can't explain more about the character without revealing some of the series' larger twists, so you guys will have to watch it to figure out. But overall, High-Rise Invasion is going to be a hit or miss. If you can embrace the fan service and overlook the cringe, then this will be a pretty fun watch for you. But if any of that makes you uncomfortable, that's probably just one anime to skip. You're not going to be missing too much. That being said, this series, like I said, it did have some Alice in Borderland vibes, even though it didn't reach that height that Alice in Borderland did. But it hits some of the notes that it keeps you entertained if you do end up pressing play on High Rise Invasion. And High Rise Invasion is available exclusively on Netflix, so make sure you guys check it out and watch it. It's only 12 episodes. It's somewhat entertaining, especially if you just need to pass some time. For a Weebcast score, it's going to have to be like a low to mid 5 out of 10. It's very average. It's about average. It's almost below average. But depending on what the sequel comes with us, then that may change. But as of right now, it's a very average show. Nothing over the top. Nothing that's going to blow your mind. But it's visually entertaining in the way that the action is with the blood and the gore. So if that's what you're looking for, you might want to check it out. But this has been your boy, C-Dub, aka Marie, aka The Independent Variable, back at you again with another anime review. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll be back with next week with another review of an anime or manga. Might do a manga next week, so check out if you have any requests. Make sure that you hit me up on my Twitter at BasedSenpai, or you can give suggestions on my Instagram at WeebcastTV. You can even send me an email at clw19@mail.com. Those are three ways you can instantly interact with me, and I will answer as quickly as possible. Also, you can leave it on my Reddit, on the Reddit posts when I put out this episode on Reddit as well. But also, there's a few other links in the show notes that you will see as well, not only my social medias. Make sure you follow me on my social medias. But there are also links to where you can support the show. And there's a few ways. You can support directly through Anchor, which you could, or you could do it directly through PayPal. I have my PayPal link in there. But if you want to support the show and get some benefits, then you should look at my Patreon at patreon.com/weebcastshow. Where for as low as $1 a month, you can support the show with early episodes, which are with your personal RSS feed of the show. You will also be able to pick topics. You'll be able to get onto the show for exclusive questions, go for live shows, AMAs, Q&As, and all that good and juicy stuff, which are yours truly, C-Dub. So make sure you guys check out that as well. There's ways to monetarily support the show, and I really do hope you guys do that. It helps me continue the show. It also helps me improve the show over time, and that's what I'm really looking to do for 2021, is to improve the show and reach 5 patrons for this year. So Patreon, check it out, please. Hint, hint. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you for allowing my voice into your ears, into your homes. I will speak to you next week with another review or topic. See ya.